Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Tim Crowley, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you. Still cold, still 10 below zero, February 24th, 2015, but it's hot right here, baby. We are going to fire it up. If you're just tuning in, congratulations. You've landed in the right spot. It's Sam Crowley. I host the daily podcast called Every Day is Saturday. You can also check everything out at everydaysaturday.com. Follow me on Facebook /Sam Crowley, Twitter @Sam Crowley. Got all that stuff out of the way, but make sure we connect. Make sure you're on my mailing list. Go to everydaysaturday.com. Put your name and email in there so I can notify you. Got a big, big fire sale happening this week. We're gonna really get moving. I'm going to talk about that in just a second here. Got a hospital bill today, yesterday actually. Got picked up the mail yesterday, and like you, it was a Monday, so like you, you go out to the mailbox. You have maybe a little bit more mail on a Monday here in the United States because there's no mail on Sunday. So, yeah, a little bit more mail, and I get an updated hospital bill for our journey, the One More Breath journey, our baby Susan, 191 days alive, still in the hospital, going on her seventh month right now. Should be home in a few weeks, though. Just amazing, man. Born at 1 pound, given very little chance to live. And with that comes a little bit of charges, you can imagine, to keep a baby alive for 7 months, right? So this whole journey has just been crazy. I mean, I can't even describe, you know, I don't even know what, I wouldn't even know. My book's coming out in a couple months, so you read all about it in the One More Breath book. But boy, oh boy, just so many lessons, so many just experiences, and I don't even know. Like I said, when you think about having a baby in the hospital, you think about being in the hospital, right? Staring at the baby, praying over the baby, hoping that she can make it and all that. But what you don't realize is everything that goes on outside of that. You still got, I got three kids at home, 13, 10, and 9, all girls. I mean, heck, even my dogs are girls, Lucy and Ginger. I mean, come on, man. What'd I ever do? What, I know what I did. It's my penance for who I was earlier in life. But I love them all. I love them all. And so we still got a family. You know, we still got to make dinner, do homework, get baths done, tuck them in at night, get them breakfast, fed, go to the school outings, to field trips, things like that. You know, life doesn't stop. If anything, it gets a little more hectic. You know, the one big lesson, I'll share this with you before I get into this $1 million hospital bill I got. It was actually $1,056,973.62. 1056973.62. But the biggest life lesson I've learned so far on this journey is time, is how much time we waste. Prior to 7 months ago, before our daughter being born at 1 pound and 24 weeks old, I thought I didn't have any time. Like I was juggling a business and speaking and traveling and family and things like that. And then we get this thrown at us as well, a beautiful blessing. I mean, the miracle of life given to us. And now we've been at the hospital every day for 191 days. And now we're really thrown into the hospital mode because we got to train yesterday with CPR. Today I'm learning about the home ventilator. And we got to check these things off 3 times. We got to come in 3 times for each new benchmark. So you want to learn about your home ventilator? You got to do it 3 times. I changed Susan's trach out yesterday for the 2nd time, meaning I actually removed the trach tube from her throat and put a new one in. That's a little hairy, okay? Everything went off fine. The nurse is there to watch and stuff. But, guys, this is all the stuff you got to do just to be allowed to have a baby come home. And I got in an hour right now, 10 in the morning. I'm recording at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday, February 24th. I got a hospital equipment guy showing up at my house to make sure that we've got sufficient outlets and all of that stuff for Susan to be hooked up to the ventilator when she comes home in a few weeks. So all of that, I've got time. I realize I could make time now and still do my business and still do run the family and still record this podcast every day and still speak and still create products and all of that and communicate with my mailing list. All of that. Didn't miss a beat. Now, it's changed. I mean, I had to adjust. I've had to prioritize, I think is a great word. Boy, you got to be militant when it comes to your time. I look at people just waste time. Like I walk through the hospital and there's just people aimlessly, whether they're workers or whether they're visitors there or whether they're construction workers taking a break, they're just aimlessly, mindlessly scrolling their phone, looking on blogs and social media, texting, and 10, 20 minutes go by. Think about that. Five times a day, 20 minutes a day, that's 100 minutes. That's almost 2 hours, guys. Every single day times 30 days is 60 hours. That's just one instance. Who knows? When they're in their car, they stop at a convenience store, maybe go to the bar, go home, watch reality shows. We as a society waste so much time, and that's on you. That's a you problem. That's not on anybody else. When I love it when I hear people complain about just lack of money, lack of time, lack of health. You know what I've noticed? I can't even go in because I got to get on this topic. I got to get on this healthcare bill. I've been drinking 2 gallons of water plus yesterday 3 gallons of water for the past few days. It's literally, I feel the difference just in 3 days. I've increased my water intake tenfold. It's just been amazing. So many things you can learn when you got time. But anyway, where did that come from, by the way? Drinking 3 gallons of water. Well, I don't know. Just the everyday Saturday lifestyle. Drink more water. I got to do a podcast on just drinking water. I was doing research last night about a mom who lost all this weight, acne went away, dark circles under her eyes, complexion looks great, not to mention her health is amazing for 30 days, just drinking 1 gallon of water a day for 30 days. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to do a podcast on that. But I got a bill yesterday. I went out to the mailbox. It's a statement because it says, this is not a bill. Funny, it looks a lot like a bill. And it was all these itemized charges of what's been going on with the hospital. So it totaled $1,056,973.62. Let's just call it $1.1 million. We'll do our fourth grade math and round up, kids. What would you do if you got a bill for $1.1 million, a hospital bill, right? That bankrupts most families. I mean, one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason, for bankruptcies here in the United States is healthcare. People can't afford to pay their healthcare. Now, I don't have a worry in the world. I'm not freaking out. I have no anxiety over it because most of it is a result of bad coding, meaning our visits and Susan and all that stuff has not been coded correctly for our insurance company to be able to process these claims. So I'll be on the phone. Guess what? I'll be on the phone all week. I know how after 6 months to kind of speak this hospital's language, this healthcare language, to help the biller, who in this case is the hospital, communicate with the insurance provider, and most of these charges will be covered. Probably not all of them, but that's okay. You know, I'm here to talk to you today about the One More Breath movement. If you're not familiar with it, you need to get on my mailing list because I'm talking about it almost daily. Also, you need to get on my Facebook page, .com/Sam Crowley, and really get in this thing, man, because I'm offering a lot of fire sales in my business. I've got other marketers now that are providing products that they're going to allow you to purchase at a ridiculously low price. All of this to fund this huge movement called One More Breath. So babies can have a voice. So people can have a voice. Imagine a single mom getting that bill. She works 8 hours a day, commutes to and from work. She's got a baby in the hospital, maybe a kid or two at home, no father in the household, and she gets that same bill. Guys, that's reality. That happens every single day. And she does freak out. She's got enough stress in her life. Her focus, her main focus should be that baby, its welfare, and how she's going to care for her baby. But instead, she's got this job she's got to go to. She's got other bills. This isn't the only bill. And a whopping seven-figure hospital bill hits. Crushing. It sits on the kitchen counter every day, and she looks at it as she walks by every single day, reminding her of the debt that she's incurred, reminding her of the challenges. It's almost too much, man. It's almost, not too much, it's almost too much. And that's where we come in, you and me. And we help build this One More Breath movement. And you help fund the foundation so I can create more audios, more videos, go speak around the world, encourage people to get a mindset, the champion mindset, to understand that they are not the sum of their debts. They're an absolute living miracle that right now they can change. They can go even with the challenges they have, even with the debts they have. And look, you may be this person that I'm speaking to right now. You may be this person going through a tough time. Look, it doesn't need to be a hospital bill. What about the foreclosure statement that comes from the bank because you lost your job or business is down and sales are down and you haven't been able to pay the mortgage for 3 or 4 months? These are real problems faced people all around the world every single day. What if you had a resource that you could tap into, audios and videos? Look, guys, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not trained, clinically educated, higher education, none of that, to do this. You know who I am? I'm a dad. I'm a husband. And I'm a person who's been living this journey for 190 days, and I can offer tremendous insight. I can give people what they don't have now, and that's hope. I can help calm the storm a little bit in their mind and help them understand this is not the end of the world, all right? And maybe point them. Maybe in the next year we do have psychiatrists and psychologists who come on board that can help. That's not my area of expertise. My area of expertise is to inspire, to calm the storms, to help people understand that their greatest days, they haven't even happened yet. You know what I mean? Because I lived it in 2005 when I did go through a bankruptcy. I'm living it for 190 days with all of the, I mean, guys, you want to talk about being in the eye of the hurricane. Just imagine that scenario I painted to you, you know? We still have the kids at home. We have a baby in the hospital we can't take home. She's smiling now. You know how hard it is to leave a baby behind who is smiling at you? And when you try to lay her down in her crib, she cries. Even though she can't speak, there's no voice comes out. She wells up in tears. And we got to leave that behind every single day for 16 hours until the next day when we can spend 8 more hours with her. It tears your heart out, but we got to remain focused. You know, we know the good news is we're bringing our baby home. See, I've got the mindset now. I very, very, very few things rattle me. I'm not saying I'm perfect by any stretch, but I'm telling you, man, things like that that I just described to you, it breaks people. But what you need to understand is you need to focus on the outcome. You need to focus on bringing that baby home. You need to focus on the brighter days that are coming down the pike for you. And yes, I'm speaking to you. I need you part of this movement for two reasons. I need you to become part of these fire sales. I need you to invest in the products. I want you to be at everydaysaturday.com, put your name and email in. But more importantly, I want you to come along for the ride because you're going to be inspired. Your life will change. I promise you, your life will change. Regardless of what you're going through right now, the best days in your life have not happened. You need to understand that. You need to embrace that. When you get a bill for $1.1 million for a hospital, maybe it's from an attorney. Maybe you're being sued. Understand, it's a piece of paper designed to get your attention. Okay? That's the one thing it's designed to do. Get your attention. The meaning you give that is everything in the world. It's everything. The meaning you give that hospital bill, that lawsuit, that foreclosure statement, maybe it's an angry letter from an employee, an employer, whoever. The meaning you give that is everything. The meaning I gave this hospital statement yesterday was, I'll get it done. I just get, you know, when I got time, I usually have great windshield time in the car, 30 minutes to the hospital, 30 minutes back. That's an hour. It's an hour that I maximize all the time. I always have the Bluetooth running, and I'm always on the phone getting business done somehow, some way. And this is usually what I do, get on the phone with insurance companies so I can maximize the time in my car. Guys, you have time. We all have more time. It's a matter of are you going to prioritize that time now? Don't be intimidated by bills. Don't be intimidated by anything else. Don't give meaning to something that doesn't deserve meaning. You know what you got to do? You got to rally behind this one more breath movement. We got to lock arms, baby. And I'm telling you, I'm fired up about this as much, if not more, than I was about launching Every Day is Saturday 10 years ago. This is something that people need to hear. And hey, I need your help. I'm asking for your help. I need you to come on board. Hit me up on Twitter. Say, Sam, I'm in. Hashtag one more breath. Let me know. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. Just say, I'm in. And use the hashtag one more breath. Hell, you got 140 characters. You can even say a little bit more. Maybe hi, hello, how you doing? Tell me where you're from. Let me know a little bit about yourself. Let me know if this resonates with you. I need you guys. I need you in a big way. And together this year, next year, and many, 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 many years to come, you are going to be impacted by this message. I guarantee it. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.